Philip Yockey spent 10 years in the U.S. Army, including some serving in the Vietnam War.
Well, I was a mechanic when I first got there, but afterwards I got promoted in the field to sergeant, and then I was skydormed. You know, whatever they told me to do, I would do.
He was exposed to Agent Orange during his duty. 50 years later, he has lost both legs and lives with diabetes and heart ailments. He says he never got an explanation as to why it took this long for the military to finally present him with his due decorations. His wife, Charlene, says it took some diligence by the family to gain the attention of the powers that be. And once Congressman Brian Higgins' office was made aware, this day was made.
Today, on behalf of a grateful nation, it is our distinct honor to present...
Yockey was presented with the Good Conduct and National Defense Medals, the Vietnam Service Medal with two Bronze Service Stars, the Driver and Mechanic Badge, Vietnam Campaign Ribbon, and the Vietnam Veteran Lapel Pin. While pleased by her husband's recognition, Charlene Yockey regrets that there are many veterans out there without families who will work to get their loved ones due honors.
Yeah, Phil has said to me many times how bad it was when he came home. You know, that he never got the welcome he deserved. Anyone that puts on a uniform is a hero to me. Anyone.
Additionally, the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park announced Monday morning it is adding Philip Yockey's name to its Wall of Fame. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.